This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history by Mark Pennell. It was 81 years ago today, January 16, 1938, that a man named Benny Goodman was responsible for the first jazz concert at New York City's famed Carnegie Hall. Known today as the most important jazz concert in history, Goodman was a trendsetter in his own right, having been at the height of his career thanks to being a star on radio, on stage, and film, and even given the nickname King of Swing. After the suggestion of playing at Carnegie Hall was chuckled at, Goodman went to work, arranging a program that featured a brand new 20 years of jazz piece. Though the concert turned out to be legendary, it wasn't for another decade that anyone could hear a record of it. The climax of it was more than 12 minutes long. It's Sing, Sing, Sing with Harry James and Gene Krupa. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.